Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. It is Wednesday. Wildcard Wednesday is not going to happen because Mr. Shagru is not here. Dan Long is filling in, so we'll just have a regular generic music instead of the themed bumps that we have throughout the night. Now, but you did hear some Bill Withers just there. And whenever you hear Bill Withers, you know that Kevin Powell is not far behind. Kevin Powell, a great dude. He does sports for us in the afternoons here on WGN. You can read his podcast and his blog, Powell at the Park, at WGNradio.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at KPowell720. And he covers sports, so we're going to talk some sports. We have Kevin on every once in a while because it's always a lot of fun, and we love to talk sports. Kevin, how are you, man?
Nick D, how are you?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Not much. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, man. So how are things going over on the Roe show?
Things are going great. Just like all of us, we're kind of in the middle of the transition to the to the new space. So yeah. half of us are at the tower, half of us are at 303. But things are great. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting time, Kevin. The seventh floor of the tower here is decimated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so weird. It's like
yeah. Well, I equated it to because I was in there through Monday. The sports studio was like the last one before our actual on air performance studios, and I equated it to like the zombie apocalypse.
Exactly.
I'm sure you could find some movie, Nick, to apply to.
Oh, yeah.
It. But it was like I would walk in and it's like it's not necessarily like cleaned up because it doesn't really matter. It's all getting demolished. There's just stuff like thrown everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun, though.
It was particularly harsh the morning I came in to do my show, and Studio A on the seventh floor where I did my show for, was demolished. They took it out in one night. I walked in and I was like, no!
You know, for as much as we talk about the showcase, and rightfully so, Studio A was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the view down Michigan Avenue,
yep.
And it was just a well-put-together studio, so I'll miss that one as well. I remember producing shows for overnights and working with you a little bit in that studio as well, so good times there.
Yeah, and it had a bathroom. There was a bathroom in the studio, and that was one of my favorite perks about it. But the new facilities are beautiful. They're coming along really well. And
they are.
And I just found out, Kev, I am going to be the last show ever to broadcast out of the tower.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're passing along to Grzanich.
Yep.
That's how it'll work, and then he'll go to Cochran.
I will be at the tower. We pass it along to Grzanich, and then that's it. And then Grzanich will be the first show on Monday morning, the 18th. And then Cochran will be the first morning show. Will be done at 303. And the facilities are beautiful. I mean, you want to talk about views? My God.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's fun.
We're looking forward to it. It's all fun.
It's fun.
We'll miss the tower, but the new digs are great.
Yeah, the new digs are great. And I think it was a privilege to work in that Tribune Tower for as long as I did. It's just a beautiful, beautiful building and lots of great memories. So, all right. Well, we'll make some new memories here over the next years here at 303. Over at 303. By the way, you played in a foursome recently at Jared Payton's annual golf outing. Tell me a little bit before we dive into the sports.
Yeah, Jared Payton, his foundation does a lot of great things, including fighting bullying. I don't know if fighting is the right word to put it when you're talking about bullying, but he combats bullying and he tries to bring awareness to that and, within elementary and high school and things like that. So a lot of great stuff. Yeah, I was the lucky one. I don't know how I weaseled my way into this, but I got to play with Roe. Dan Rowan and Joe Donlin,
the new anchor
at GNTV, and we had a great time. I didn't play all that well, Nick, not going to lie, but we had a great time down at Ruffled Feathers, and it was a great day, great cause, and again, I don't know how I was lucky enough to play with all those guys, but I fucking found a way in, and we had a great time.
Very cool. All right, well, tell everybody first of all about your podcast. It's it is Powell at the Park. And let's talk about some of your recent podcasts. Episode 11, Manny Machado is up for grabs. And so talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we did a lot on Machado, and if he'd end up, with the Sox or the Cubs, and there were so many rumors, especially when Machado was in town with the when the Orioles were playing the Sox, You know, for the Sox, it would be if they were to land Machado, it would be at when he's a free agent after this year, because they're not going to trade for him because he is due for a new contract. So there's the risk there, right? If you trade for him, you may give up all these prospects and then he just walks after a few months. So that wouldn't make sense for the Sox. Now for the Cubs, you know, I think when we had talked about Machado, they were kind of slumping a little bit. Maybe there was a little bit of, you know, uneasiness creeping into Cubs Nation. But Cubs are playing very well as of late. Machado talked kind of settled a little bit, but I wouldn't completely rule out a potential trade. I don't think Machado is going to cost as much as people think. But, yeah, it was interesting. It's like maybe the Cubs could trade for him this year and the Sox could sign for him in the offseason. I think both are very, very long shots, but it was still fun while Machado was in town and we could kind of throw those hypotheticals out. But, you know, I think the Cubs will probably have a conversation with Baltimore about him as the trade deadline approaches us in about a month or so.
Now, who do you think we'd deal, Addison?
Well, that's what Cub fans keep throwing out there, and I think it would make some sense for the Orioles. I think that for a while people were like, oh, well, if you want Machado, you're going to have to give up Schwarber and a prospect, or Russell and a prospect, and I think everyone's just going to kind of, you know, look at the Orioles and be like, look, he's a rental. We're not going to give up all these guys for 2 months of his services because he's going to go into free agency in the offseason. And, Nick, he's probably looking at like a $250, $300 million contract. Yeah. He's one of the top 5-10 players in baseball.
Yeah. Now, talk about big contracts. You know, it's been disappointing for a long time with Jason Hayward. But, my God, yeah. Man, is he playing incredibly well now.
Yeah, it was, you know, that's baseball for you. He's batting like sub-150 against lefties, and the lefty he was facing in the series opener against the Brewers had just pretty much completely dominated lefties. Then Jason Hayward, of all people, becomes the hero in the series opener with a single. I'll say this, being around this team for a few years now, I've just come to really appreciate and respect Jason Hayward. You know, he signed that big contract, and he could not hit a baseball for the life of him over the past couple of years. He played great defense, but this is a guy who continues to grind it out. Just a few days ago, I saw him hitting balls off the tee at Wrigley before game, and he's working, and he's grinding, and he's grinding, and he's always willing to talk to the media, no matter how good or bad of a game he had. And it's all kind of, it's working right now. Everything's clicking a little bit over the past couple of weeks. And really, the whole season, he's been pretty good. Was he batting 280, something like that?
Yeah,
I think Cubs fans should really appreciate it. I understand the frustration over the first couple of years of this massive contract, but he's putting in the time and he's grinding every single day.
Yeah, no, you know, he's a guy that I root for, and I'll tell you why, Kev. I was disappointed with his performance. You know, I was always disappointed with his performances over the past, like, year and a half. You know, finding out that he was the guy who called the meeting during the rain delay at Game 7. And it clearly means to me that he cares about the team and he wants to do his best. And that meeting changed everything. Like, the Cubs went out and then they won the World Series. And I really think that Hayward's meeting and leading that speech was key to how confident they were coming back out after that rain delay. And ever since then, I've been rooting for Hayward nonstop, and it's great to see. Yeah. It's great to see the rewards coming in finally.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of Cub fans will remember that forever. They'll talk about it forever. And, yeah, he does care. And obviously his words carry some weight with this team, regardless of his struggles at the plate. So, I think it's almost like a surprise, like such a boost to the offense. Because going into the year, you just figured, oh, okay, he's going to be 230. Everybody else is going to have to pick up the slack around him. Now he's been an asset. He's hitting at the top of the lineup. So that's kind of an added, unexpected bonus for the Cubs offense this year.
Agreed, man. Absolutely agreed. So people can get your podcast at WGNradio.com. It's Powell at the Park. And you recently, on another podcast, you recently talked to the founder of Big League Chew, man.
Yeah, the snacks and the Sweets and Snacks Expo is in town at McCormick every year. That's a huge, huge event. And somehow got connected to him, and he talked about it. And, you know, he basically told me his story, and not to give too much away, because I hope people could go and listen to the pod. But, you know, essentially, it was a counter to chewing tobacco. He hated chewing tobacco as a kid, and he wanted an alternate, so he just went out and figured out how to make gum, and then he found a guy that knew how to market and sell, and then they got in touch with Wrigley, and the rest is history. So Yeah, that was a fun conversation. It was baseball related. Look, Big League Chew. When I think Big League Chew, I think of my Little League days. Right? You would tuck it in your back pocket.
Oh, absolutely.
And if your friend had it, you begged for some. It was awesome. It was like you're a big league player without having to, you know, chew on Redman.
Yeah, I remember there was a. There was a backlash against it, just like the backlash against candy cigarettes.
Yeah, but it's like the opposite, though. You know, I mean, he literally started it to counter chewing tobacco. Like, he went out of his way. I mean, candy cigarettes, I doubt that was the beginning of that. But, I think for a while I think when that message got across, like, no. This is an absolute counter to it, but has a lot of fun to it. The packaging is cool.
Yeah.
You can identify it. It's got those cartoon images of baseball players. I just loved it. So I had a great time talking to the founder.
All right. Well,
and this week, Nick, on the podcast, I'm talking to the one and only Mr. Cat, Dave Enick. There's a lot to talk about with him. Northwestern's playing another game at Wrigley, so there's kind of that baseball tie-in. And people forget Dave used to call some Cupcake.
Yeah.
Remember that? He's
in
for Pat Hughes on GM.
Yeah.
So lot to talk about with Dave. We'll talk about the tower move as well, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be out Thursday.
Dave's the best, man. You know,
he's the man. I love it.
Dave
and he's my boss. So if everyone could reach out to Dave and tell him how much they love the podcast, that would be great.
Yeah, kiss Dave's butt as much as you can. It was funny yesterday morning. Now, you know, because we're all sharing the showcase studio in the morning, mm-hmm. and the sports office is done. So Dave comes in during my show, and I get to hang out with him during the last half hour of my show. So we were talking yesterday, having some fun yesterday, talking about great rivalries in sports and stuff in the morning. And then I said, hey, you know, Kevin Powell's going to be my guest tomorrow. And Dave goes, I'll make sure he shows up.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So hang on, okay, Kevin? Hang on, buddy.
You got it.
There you go. Kevin Powell is with us. We're talking sports. You can hear him do sports on Rokan's show in the afternoons. You can check out his podcast and his blog. It's called Powell at the Park at WGNRadio.com. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at KPowell720. Take a break. We got more sports stuff to talk about with Kevin Powell right after this break. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Of course, that's Bill Withers, which means we have Kevin Powell on the line. It's a Wednesday morning. We're not doing Wild Card Wednesday. Mr. Dan Shagrew is off and Dan Long is in. And we got a lot more fun stuff to talk about here on the show. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And you can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Kevin Powell is our guest. You can hear him doing sports every weekday afternoon on Rokan's show. He also has his blog and his podcast, Powell at the Park, WGNRadio.com for that. Follow him on Twitter at KPowell720. Let's welcome Kevin back to the show. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Hey, it was kind of cool seeing Jake Arrieta back at the park. It was weird seeing him in a Phillies uniform, but it was kind of cool that he was there.
Yeah, you know, we talked to him for like 20 minutes. There was 30 or 40 media members in the away team dugout. It was the first time he had been in there. And I guess for me, I just, you know, it was fun to talk to him. He always had some pretty thoughtful things to say, and he always kind of commands the room or commands the conversation. So, you know, and I wrote a blog about it. He was only in Chicago for 4.5 years, but it felt so much longer because there was so much packed into that, right?
Yeah. Oh,
there was a couple no-hitters. There was the World Series, all the wins, the big game performances, big World Series performances. And it was all tucked into about 4.5 years, and it just, you know, like just like that, it was over. So I think forever he'll be remembered as a Cub, despite only being in, you know, regular for about 4 seasons or so.
One of the
all-time great Cubs. Regardless of how many years he was here, he did a whole lot, and of course the Cy Young victory.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's, you know, it was great to see him back. And you know, and I'll tell you that I thought you know, the Cubs did a really nice job, you know, playing that video package of him, and then the crowd going nuts afterwards. It was really nice. I think Cub fans still love the guy.
Oh yeah, I think Cub fans for sure love him. They probably love him even more when, you know, Darvish is off to this rough start, and it really felt like Arrieta or Darvish. Who are the Cubs going to go with? Cubs chose Darvish, and you know, it's still obviously way too early to tell who's, if if Arrieta or Darvish was the right play there. But, yeah, after that video tribute, Wrigley just erupted for him. He walked out, tipped his cap. It was a cool moment. It was cool to see him back at Wrigley.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Well, so what are you thinking about what's going on with the Sox now? Let's do a little Sox update because, yeah. How are you feeling about their performances now?
Oh, the past 2 weeks, they've been playing some pretty good baseball, and they've been playing good teams. They took 2 or 3 from the Brewers, and they took 2 or 3 from the Red Sox. And at the time those series started, the Brewers had the best record in the National League. And in the AL, the Red Sox had the best record. So, they're putting up a fight against the Indians. They've been playing much better. I think they're having a little more fun. And there's some prospects coming, not necessarily all this year, but there are, in between single and double A, the Sox have 18 minor league all-stars. 18.
That's amazing.
Between three teams. So, A lot of good things happening in the farm system, and over the past couple weeks, they've been playing much better.
Yeah. All right. Looking forward to an improved season for the Sox. Again, we always, whenever we talk about the Sox, the word rebuilding is usually mentioned. Yeah. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about the series, the Warriors sweeping the Cavaliers for the NBA title. 4 years in a row. Are people bored? I mean.
Jordan was in his final 6 and 8 years in the 90s, and I don't think anyone ever got bored of that, right?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
For me, it was this series, for the most of the battles between Cavs and Warriors, I probably had the least excitement going into it because, come on, there was no chance the Cavaliers were going to beat the Warriors. The Warriors have one of the most talented teams ever, and LeBron really has nobody around him, so it just felt like, the Warriors in 4 games, 5 games, or 6 games. It's still worth watching because there is so much talent on the court and so much good. You have LeBron, Curry, Thompson, Durant. I mean, these are some of the great players of their generation all on the court at the same time. So there's reason to watch in that regard and the spectacle of it, but we all kind of knew it's the NBA at this point. It's pretty predictable.
Yeah, it is. And then to find out that LeBron James busted his hand. I mean, he was playing, he punched a board and busted his hand, and he was playing with a busted hand.
Yeah. There may have been some theatrics there.
He
had his cast all wrapped up right before the final press conference, and he tells everyone, I play with a broken wrist. Okay, we get it. He's an amazing player. He is. But there are some things I understand that probably rubbed some people the wrong way.
Right.
He basically carried that team to a – and that NBA Finals, that was an incredible playoff run for LeBron, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now let's talk about the NHL. That was a fun Stanley Cup final. Capitals finally win it. I'm very happy for Ovechkin after all these years to finally get the cup, and even Oshie, even though he was a St. Louis Blue, but it was such a great story. The Vegas Knights, such a great story this year, a sports story. And who would have thought, even though they didn't win, who would have thought that the cup would be hoisted in their stadium at the beginning of the season? Stunning.
It was pretty incredible what they were able to do. You talk about the flip of what the NBA is. The NHL and the Stanley Cup playoffs are the opposite. It's always every year so unpredictable. That's why I find it to be so fun. Nobody guessed the Vegas Golden Knights would be as great as they were all season and go all the way to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So that was just a fun storyline all year. It was one of the great sports stories of the year. And then, I think a lot of people were kind of pulling for Ovechkin in the final. Such a great career. And I think they're still celebrating. It's like every day we see more pictures of Ovechkin doing chugging beer out of the Stanley Cup or something.
Right.
So they're having fun. Great year for the Knights and good stuff for Ovechkin.
Now the Hawks are selecting 8th in the draft later this month, correct?
Correct. 8th or 7th. 8th or top 10 for sure. But yes, I don't know what you think, Nick, but everybody I talk to thinks, blue line for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Defenseman.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what they're going to be targeting for basically second straight year, because they took a defenseman last year as well. So,
right.
That's kind of the aging core right there, that the defense back end, which was, everybody talks about Taze and Kane, but Nick, how good were those defenses for the Hawks this whole run? I mean, it was like a brick wall for so many years with Keith and Seabrook. So I think they need to, they know that. They need to go back to the roots of that and they'll probably target another defenseman.
I think you're right. I would agree with that. And as far as the Bulls go, they had a little bad luck. They're selecting seventh in the draft, but they were hoping for a better for better after tanking, right?
Yeah, and they didn't luck out in the lottery, but you know they can't really complain considering how much they lucked out with the Derrick Rose pick, and they had less than like a 1% chance and somehow landed the top pick. But yeah, not ideal. They do have a second first round pick, so some people have floated the idea maybe they could package those two picks and maybe move up into the top five or something like that. We'll see. There's a whole lot of names. Michael Porter is a name that a lot of people have talked about. Mo Bamba is a big man that people have talked about. So I think DeAndre Ayton is probably the consensus number one pick. The guy out of Arizona will probably go to Phoenix. But we'll see. It just sort of depends on how things play out. We'll see how aggressive the Bulls get on draft night.
Let's talk a little Bears before we split here. They had their mini camp recently. The full training camp starts in July.
Mm-hmm.
How are they looking?
I'm really excited. You know, I was talking to people about this today that I'm so excited for this Bears year. I really am. I don't know if they're necessarily a playoff team just yet, but there's a lot of good storylines here. Mitch Trubisky, of course. You know, anytime you draft a quarterback number two overall, I realize it was last year, but this is going into his second year. So what are we going to see from him? And then they got this guy, Roquan Smith, this linebacker from Georgia, who everybody, just about everybody, believes he could be the next great Bears linebacker. Of course, there's a long list of them. I think maybe they're one playmaker away in the front seven on defense from you know, maybe putting them over the top. They were top 10 defense last year. They completely reconstructed the offense. They got Allen Robinson, a number one, drafted a receiver. So I think there's a lot of good storylines here. I think the Bears are going to be very interesting. They really do.
And you know what? I want to just want to mention that the organization made a really classy move by signing Zach Miller at a time when he really needed it. Tell everybody a little bit about the story behind that. I mean, the guy almost lost his leg.
He almost lost his leg after that New Orleans play last year, and he's had like at least 9 surgeries, something like that. And the Bears, you know, talked about it the other day, and they said, look, we want to do something. Obviously, he's not going to play this year. He has a rule about not playing ever again. I mean, that would be next, you know, almost a miracle. But anyways, the Bears gave him a deal that allows him to be a member of the team, be around his teammates. And I think it's for like the league minimum or like $500,000. If he does end up somehow finding a way to play, he gets a bonus built into that. But I think the Bears just recognize what a great guy he is. He's one of the most highly respected guys in that locker room. Why not keep him around? He's been through a lot with this injury. He's got a family. So, you know, classy move all around for the Bears. I think it was a great gesture, and I think it's actually beneficial to have him around the team, even if he's not playing.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was a great move. I thought it was really nice. All right, Kevin, always a pleasure, my man. You can hear Kevin doing the sports on Rokan Show every afternoon, weekdays, and you can check out his podcast, and you should, and his blog, Powell at the Park at WGNRadio.com, and follow him all over the place on Twitter, KPowell720. Kev, always a pleasure, man. Talk to you soon.
You're the best, Nick. Talk to you soon. See you soon.
All right, buddy. Take care. There you go. Kevin Powell. He's the best. K. Powell, my main man. So let's take a quick break. We got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN.